This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Bub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
I'm going to that lake.
Right on the butt.
Go ahead and climb out of my ass for a while.
At the club, Club 1080. The hottest spot north of Milwaukee.
Bitch! Freaking punch it, bitch!
I mean, I love him, but what a bitch.
That whiny bitch.
Kick the ball, you little bitch.
He's a grade A bitch.
Grade A prime. I've never seen so much dong in my life.
This is bitches behind me.
Your balls jiggling?
This son of a bitch.
That's your
boot. It happens.
I'm gonna show you my boot.
It's such a
black dong. All right, nice to have you on. We will talk about something terrible in our next segment. Or is it?
It's terrible. And people aren't doing it.
Did you check with your sources?
Oh, I got to text them.
So you just want to believe that people aren't doing it. I think they are. It's a thing.
I'm texting the experts. What's it called again?
Well, I can't tell you that. Because now I'm going to spoil it for the listeners.
All right, then I'll get to the bottom of this and report back tomorrow.
Not tomorrow. We're doing the segment next.
Oh, I forgot the name.
It's called Vabbing. Don't look it up.
I'm going to ask.
We're going to talk about that. But first, now it's just getting silly. Although, having read up on this, I get it, but I also don't. And I'm still, I don't know. It just bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the whole thing of when planes turn around and go back to their original destination when an emergency occurs or something happens. I get protocols, understand it, but I do think there needs to be a little bit more common sense. Perhaps you could just fly to the destination because you have to fly back anyway, so maybe fly to the destination and not inconvenience the 300 other people on the flight or
no
whatever.
Kidding.
It depends on what's going on, but it just, come on, it drives me crazy. It's so stupid. So anyway, I often bring these up on the show. You know, plane turned around for this, plane turned around for that. Clogged toilet, plane turned around. Well, why, you know, let's just suck it up and get to the destination. We'll poop later, you know, type of thing. Well, this one takes the cake.
It's and pretty funny.
This is an Air France flight from Paris going to Guadeloupe, and it was forced to make a U-turn. They were about an hour into the flight, and someone said they lost their phone.
Oh, this is not the one I thought you were talking.
What did you have?
There was a flight where it was an international flight. The pilot forgot his passport.
No way.
Yeah, hold on. Let me find it. You tell me this one.
He forgot his passport, and they had to...
They had to stop.
You do kind of have to... Well, do you?
Right.
Okay, I want to hear that. Okay, but so this one, the woman, okay, so let me go back. 1 hour into a 9-hour flight, a passenger reports losing their phone in the seat, which is stupid to me because it's like, well, look in the seat.
Right.
It's not hiding from you, idiot. But they said despite extensive search efforts, the crew could not find the phone.
But that doesn't mean you lost your phone. If you lost your phone is gone. Bye-bye.
Yes, but phones are a fire hazard because they have those lithium batteries in there. And that's what it is. So they had to turn this plane around. They had 375 passengers and 12 crew members. They had to go back to Paris. They landed at 3:25, just 2 hours and 16 minutes after they took off. Upon arrival, maintenance teams were dispatched to find the missing smartphone, eventually recovering it. Dude, I'm sorry.
They had to put emergency teams?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
You telling me that somebody on that plane couldn't have found that damn phone while they were in the air?
They were fine. You had to call an emergency team to get in? It's a stupid cell phone.
Well, check this out, though.
How many times does the cell phone even light on fire?
Well, here's the thing. This says a missing phone might sound innocuous, but phones contain lithium-ion batteries, which can pose a fire hazard if overheated or confined. If a phone gets lost somewhere, whether it's a seat or some other contraption, and then becomes damaged, it could cause a fire. They have gone as far as to... there was an Emirates flight. Somebody reported that somebody lost their phone in business class, and the crew ripped the seat apart, and in about 5 seconds, they had a big tub of water on hand just in case it caught fire. That's how worried they are about these phones catching fire. So that's why they turn around. But listen, and I get that. Okay, fine. But my problem with this is, dude, the woman knew she had her phone. She knew it was right there somewhere. Where the hell do you think you can't find the phone? Where does the phone go?
How could it have gone that far down?
There are 375 people on the plane. Somebody's going to find the phone. Just look for the damn phone. Unbelievable. Now I'm pissed off.
It's dumb. Well, also, if you're really worried about it, like catching fire, make her sit on it.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
I know.
Well, it's her fault. She should pay the price.
Well, I cannot wrap my head around the fact that a woman... Okay, let's just walk through this. So you're an hour into the flight. The woman's like, oh, man, I can't find my phone. She dings the flight attendant, you know, the little flight call button.
Yes.
And the flight attendant, can I help you? And she says, I can't find my phone. And they're like, and of course the flight people are like, well, first of all, let's just talk about if I lost my phone on a plane, I'm not telling anybody.
No.
Until we've landed. And then I'm like, can't find my phone. Because I'm just going to take the risk that it's not going to catch on fire.
Well, it's like this.
I want to get to the destination.
Also, Gen Z is doing this on purpose on flights now. It's called raw dogging.
Yeah. I know, but you know where your phone is.
Right. Well, but what I'm saying is you can't raw dog a flight?
Well, yes, that's not the point. My point is, how on earth? So she calls the lady over or whomever, and they come over and they're like, oh, I lost my phone. Well, where did you last see it? Well, it's right around here somewhere. And they can't find it?
That's insane. It's insane. It's insane.
It's obscene.
It's obscene.
That's your boy.
That is my boy.
I mean, honestly, where could it be?
It's my boy, Blue.
So, anyway, one flight attendant recounted, just to underscore how frequent this is, I recently had a passenger lose her phone in the seat 3 times in 1 hour. Needless to say, she was told to put her phone inside her suitcase until landing. Again, how do you lose your phone? I don't know. There's got to be something I'm missing here about losing your phone while you're sitting in an airport.
So according to the text line, if it did catch on fire, the battery could burn through the floor of the plane.
Yeah.
So that's bad.
Yes. Again, that's not my concern. I get why they're concerned about lost phones.
Oh, see,
I don't understand how you lose a phone on a plane when you're sitting right there with it.
No kidding.
That's what I'm saying.
I feel like almost more if she would have known where it was, she just couldn't get to it. And so then she says it's lost.
Well, here's the point. I think the bigger point.
She's an idiot.
Sweet Willie, let's never tell anyone on a plane that we've lost our phone.
I would never.
Because you know it's there somewhere.
Yep.
So you just wait, and we'll look for it when we land.
100%.
You know?
I would lose my mind if we had to turn around. There are a few things where you and I are in complete lockstep on. Like, if you're leading the charge, I'm right behind you.
Yeah, you're with me on this.
Yes, this is where the youngs and the olds, we unite.
We join forces.
Yes, we're united.
You'll be my deputy.
I'd love to.
I run on this platform. Planes don't need to be turning around.
No, it's ridiculous.
Get everybody to where they need to be and then deal with the problem.
I've got mine. Would you like mine?
Yeah,
after
I want to hear this.
To the next segment? Or you
okay,
want
it right now? No, we should do next segment.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about Vabby. You're not getting out
also,
of Vabby.
I wanted
to do this while you're here because you're one of the youngs. Because they say that this is a young person thing.
I'm asking the experts, and the experts are confused.
All right. Well, your experts are. Not all of them.
My experts are clean.
All right. The club continues next on The Fan.